Politicians love to tell us that we have to choose between policies that support people or policies that grow the economy. But we don't have to choose. A strong economy isn't only about stock markets and GDP. It's about all of us being able to afford our rent, our groceries, our medication. When we all thrive, the economy thrives too. Together, we can demand better. Take action at demandbettertoday.ca.
Ich bin Arndt Peltner von Radio Goethe. Ihr hört Mike mit Noise of Carpet right here on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Hello, this is Arndt Peltner, host of Radio Goethe. You're listening to Mike and his Noise of Carpet, celebrating the indie noises of the 90s on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
This is Wandering Rhythms Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the Little Mountain. Well, it's the biggest mountain in Burnaby, but it's the littlest mountain if you're looking to the north. Yes, Burnaby Mountain, the home of Simon Fraser University. We are in the Student Union building here, Campus Community Radio, CJSF, and Wandering Rhythms, broadcasting from the land of Coast Salish people, the ancestral unceded land of the Tsleil-Waututh, the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, and many great nations across this country we now call Canada. Yes, I am Nick Legacy, and we have 2 hours now of jam-packed music from across this beautiful planet of ours. And the first hour, always jumping around, you're going to hear a lot of new music, some stuff from the year 2026 even. And in the second hour, by the way, just to give you a little taste, we're going to be hearing music from, amongst other places, Lebanon, Ghana, England, Tibet, Wales, China. So just to let you know, some of the places. The second hour, though, diving into one specific place, and this week we are going to Monterrey. Yes, in Mexico, the state of Nuevo León. The New Lion, which is a great name for a region. And yes, Monterrey, one of the biggest cities in Mexico. We've never featured that city specifically, although we've done several shows on Mexico and other regions. But yes, I look forward to sharing music from Monterrey, some new music, and then some classics. Currently in the background is a compilation. Well, I won't tell you much about it, but it's a style of music or a kind of a new flavor, new spin on cumbia music that originated in Monterrey called Cumbia Rebajada. But yes, we'll save that for the second hour of the show. We're going to start with an album, I'd say the album I'm most excited about coming out this year so far. The Olympians. So the Olympians are a supergroup of session players, horn players, all sorts of funky folks on the Daptone record label. And this is only their second album that is upcoming, called In Search of a Revival, coming up on February 13th. Their first album came out so long ago. What year was it? It was 2016, so, wow, 10 years between records. Simply self-titled The Olympians, and it was really one of my favorite albums. It's instrumental funk, and the horns are amazing. It's like throwback, kind of like a 70s style of funk, but still, like, doing it as well, perhaps better than anyone was doing it back then. The horns are just so crisp, and this music just makes me feel good. So we're going to hear one of the first singles here. The album has not come out yet, so only a couple songs we can hear. But Honeybee, the last track on In Search of a Revival. Here is The Olympians, led by keyboardist Toby Pasner on Wandering Rhythms. Enjoy.
हर हर शंभु महादेव बोलो बोलो शंभु महादेव हर हर शंभु महादेव बोलो बोलो शंभु महादेव डमरुधर जटाधर त्रिनेत्र धर
start to the show right there. Three tracks. The latest one, the first reggae dub sound system in India, first active one at least, as opposed to the inactive dub sound systems, started in 2015. 10,000 Lions sound system. That song featuring the vocals of Shivam Bardwaj, and the production of Ninja, Ja with a H at the end of it. Yeah, so fun stuff. In the words of the producer, he was having a bad day. It was the day of the Maha Shivaratri, and he was having a bad day, so he went out to the sea, sat down to meditate, and got the feeling to transform his bad feelings into something creative, and this powerful rhythm came out. So there you go. Inspiration by the sea. And yeah, the vocals were in a ancient Hindustani style called Drupad singing style. And there you go. Now we got the dub version with our vocals just still tinkling in the background. Yeah, the song that I even mentioned, it was called Tandav by, once again, 10,000 Lions, featuring Shivam Bardwaj. And that just came out days ago. 2026, new music for you. Yes, Indian subsystem, sound system. Before that, we heard from a band from Lebanon who are making some beautifully dark instrumental or prog, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it's very Middle Eastern in sound. It's got, yeah, just the melodies and instrumentation of the Middle East, but very electrified as well, rock band style. Sanam, they're called S-A-N-A-M, out of Beirut, Lebanon. Their second album, which is a bit more condensed, more like tighter song structures rather than their more meandering debut. Their new album, which came out in September, is called Samitu Sautan. We heard Harik, first track on the record. Once again, Sanam. And the first song of the program that we heard before that was by the Olympians, and it was from their upcoming record, In Search of a Revival. We heard Honey Bee, or Bia. Honey Bia, B-E-A. Yeah, that's the project of Toby Pazner, keyboardist in many bands on the Daptone record label. And yeah, the first Olympians album, self-titled from 10 years ago, was amazing, and sounding like this new one's going to be just as fresh. The Olympians, some cinematic soul music for you. And what are we going to do next? We are going to hear some music from Tibet. So this is a new collaboration. Just came out in November. It is between Philip Glass, the famous American composer, film composer, classical, yeah, a legend in music. And he has been friends, collaborators, for decades with a Tibetan musician named Tenzin Chogyal. So this is their first album, their full collaborative album together. It's called Be the Sky, and it is in the words of the Tibetan musician, his humble offering in honor of His Holiness the Dalai Lama's 90th birthday, a tribute to his boundless compassion, wisdom, and the enduring spirit of the Tibetan people. Also celebrating the 88th year of my friend and collaborator, Philip Glass, whose music and generosity continues to inspire me and so many others across the world. So, yeah, some folk songs, some really ancient Tibetan texts in here, some poetry by a spiritual leader from the what era? Milarepa. Anyways, it's a mix of ancient and innovations. So we're going to hear Karmic Mandala here, featuring Alex Ring Gray. Once again, this is Philip Glass and Tenzin Chogyal. And this song in particular, this little ditty, acts as a musical map of spiritual experience, tracing the interconnectedness of actions and existence, with Chogyal on Dranyen and vocals, and Gray contributing piano, saxophones, and bass, drawing from the mandala as a symbol of self-realization. The track challenges listeners to witness the unfolding of karma across time and consciousness. All right, let's check it out. Karmic Mandala on Wandering Rhythms Radio. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.